Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Killer Bees!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of the Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Quick one in the books, two still to go. Adam Ronis going to join us to talk a little fantasy football at 4:15. If you have questions, get them to us. We'll try to get them through to Adam, depending on how much time we have. We were talking Rockets in the first hour of the show, obviously for good reason. Yes, we're going to get to Texans. We're going to get to Astros. It doesn't matter when or how we will get there, but this was the story of the night last night in Houston because of the big win, because of slaying the dragon that is the Golden State Warriors that had beat you 15 times in a row. Now advancing to Las Vegas for the semifinals to take on Oklahoma City on Saturday night. Some people said, Barry, you are going to find that people will say, sir, you cannot bring that sign into our game. Probably
here,
true.
Okay, I thought of a way around this, all right? I thought about it during the break. So what I'll do is I'll put, like, in parentheses, I'll put shin and then, like, in, before goon, right? So then it'll be goon squad, but then you'll see, like, shin goon squad.
So you started with the...
Nailed it!
AJ, you missed this yesterday when he wanted...
Nailed
the
it!
Reasoning behind the baseball meetings being called the Hot Stove League.
Yeah.
Which was an absolute disaster. But now you're getting people that say...
It was great. Don't listen to him, AJ.
The next text, Barry, after that one said, shin busters.
Yes! Bring it on, people! I want your Alpine fan squad, fan club names. Bring
next
it on.
One.
Rest
they
of
had
the show.
Goon squad last year.
They had what?
Goon squad.
Oh, they had it already?
I don't know. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I'm a genius. They already had it. See? I told you guys. Stick with me, kids. I'll lead you to the promised land. It's already been done. I just didn't know it. Genius. Told you, Joel. Told you.
Same number, two texts, because their butt hurt, says, uh-oh, these guys are actually winning, and you find stuff to complain about. Yeah, because it's basketball, and that's what we do for a living. I don't know if you missed this or not. We comment on sports,
yeah,
and we don't last time I checked, we don't sugarcoat it. And I mean, so bro, I'm telling you what I see. Oh, by the way, others see it too.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not taken away from the wins.
This is not a perfect team. It's like the same thing people were saying when, you know, the Texans were winning, but it wasn't pretty. Like, there's issues for sure. You're not taking away from the fact that they're winning.
Now, to your point, someone said he's 22. When he gets to 24 plus, he will be better. I hope so.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. He's so young, bro. He was drafted at what, 19?
Yeah, in 2021.
That's
yeah.
So young. Oh, like, God. He's just... His boys just barely dropped. Like, give him a minute, bro. He could barely shave and drink.
I'm the same age, so...
You're the same age?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, he could barely walk. I saw him on the hall stumbling around.
I'm not saying some of these other suggestions on nicknames, by the way. You start this mess, and then I got to sort through them.
Send them to me. I'll read them.
No,
you know
no
me.
Chance.
What are they going to do, fire me?
Again?
Again?
Yeah.
hey, get out again, but come back because we need you till Monday. But then get out again.
Yeah, no. Or Schengen. Oh, how about that?
No, you didn't.
Just saying. There's been a lot of suggestions. None of them good, but this is what you wanted.
Are they inappropriate?
At least, I don't know. I don't even know if you can say that
Are they
that
inappropriate?
One.
I mean, you can say anything. It's just will people report you.
Don't say it out loud when you're reading. Never mind. Anyway, we got a call on the line that wants to get in here. Richard in League City wants to get here on the Rockets. Richard, go ahead. Told you.
You guys are morons.
Richard, go ahead. AJ, got him?
Can you get me?
There okay,
you
yeah, go. Ahead. Go ahead.
You got me? Okay. Yes. So I'm down with the Shin Goon Club with a little parentheses. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Because they are, man. I mean, that is a rabid group of fans. And the difference between them and the Lynn only fans is they actually have something to be slightly delusional about, because Shin Goon is for real.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, this Rockets team, they're not perfect, but this is an exciting team. And if there are fans out there who got away from the Rockets, it's time to come back.
You ain't wrong.
Amen.
To watch.
Yeah, you are not wrong. Look, I said this at the start of the year, and I think a lot of this has to do with Udoka and the fact that these kids finally got the coaching that they needed, that you could hear in their comments that they were pleading with someone to hear them say,
coaches,
get me coaching, get me tutelage, get me everything that I am not getting with Steven Silas and his whatever you call
that
staff.
How many years did he have with Jalen Green?
Couple. I don't know how much for sure.
So it's almost like it stunted his growth for 2 years.
It's definitely a possibility. So
but then that goes to my point, too.
But then my point is,
it's almost like he lost 2 years.
Fine, but don't pay him before you have to.
Well, that's a good point. But, you can't unring the bell. But that's why I'm saying I'm still willing to give him a couple more years. I digress. By the way,
Shin
Joel,
guards?
Yes! The shin guards and the shin forwards.
AJ, this is what he does.
The shin guards and the shin forwards and the shin power forwards and
and then someone just repeated what you said. The shin goons.
Yes. Well, okay. Listen, you're gonna have to be original. You can't just text what I've already said. Who is that?
It's called.
What an idiot! You can't just.
Isn't that what Joe Rogan does?
Yeah, bro, you can't just text what I've said and be
he
take
just
it
for steals
yourself.
Your material and
no,
takes credit for it. Oh,
that's Carlos Mencia.
Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, Rogan called him out. By the way, definition of a goon squad? I have it for you.
Great.
I have it for you. A group of people often composed of criminals, detectives, or mercenaries formed to intimidate and assault a specific group of opponents. So if you take
out, you're encouraging assault now.
But if you take out the if you take out the criminals, detectives, or mercenaries, then it just becomes a goon squad is a group of people composed to intimidate a specific group of opponents. So the goon squad would be there to intimidate the other team. It's brilliant, Joel.
Is it?
It's brilliant.
AJ, is it brilliant?
The problem is it's already been done.
I don't know.
So,
I don't know if it's
really. You got to quit riding the fence.
I can't believe it's already
been done. I just try to be
done.
I don't know.
I mean, I got to get a bike seat for this fence because he is riding the fence harder than anyone.
I think it's kind of cheesy. Okay, I'll say that.
Yeah. All right, we got Adam Ronis that's got to get in here so we can continue this conversation on the other side. Adam Ronis is going to be up next. He's going to talk fantasy football with you. Fantasy football playoffs for, as Clarence said to Barry, those that are actually in the playoffs. I don't know if that means anything, but I guess evidently you guys are in the same league. But Adam Ronis always gives you winners, gives you answers, and gives you fantasy football knowledge that we're going to get to next. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Jeremy out on vacation, Barry Laminack in with me, and as we always do at this time on Thursdays, Adam Ronis joins us to answer all of your fantasy football questions. A lot of people in the playoffs now, and a lot of questions need to be answered. I guess first and foremost, Adam, welcome back in, and give people like what you're thinking in terms of starts and sits and maybe some key matchups already just off the top of your head.
Yeah, it's good to be back, and yeah, it's a big week, obviously. First week of the fantasy football playoffs for most leagues, and obviously we have a big game this week with the Bills and Lions, so we're expecting a lot of points there, 54.5 total, so you want to get your guys in that one. And even tonight with the Rams 49ers, that's a massive game for playoff implications, and that totals 48.5. And, you know, we do have some injuries to monitor this week that will definitely change the way you view some of your players. The big one we're watching is Kenneth Walker because he was out last week, and we saw Zach Charbonnet get that bell cow back roll, and he was phenomenal, just leading teams to victory. So I think those with Zach Charbonnet want Kenneth Walker to sit another week, and of course the Jets with Breece Hall. He didn't practice again today, but we did really see a split last week with Braylon Allen and the rookie Davis. So those are a couple situations that you're keeping an eye on. And you got some guys with tough matchups this week as well. You know, Tyrone Tracy has been phenomenal this year, but the Giants implied total this week is 13.5 points.
On that Jets situation, I meant to ask you this last week because we were curious. We knew that Breece Hall was probably not going to play and Sauce Gardner didn't play. But I thought that there was some question around Garrett Wilson, but he did play. Is he now healthy? Is he good to go?
Yeah, Garrett Wilson's good to go. No worries about that one. The only concern is, you know, the Jets offense.
Yeah.
But they got a great matchup against Jacksonville. They've been one of the worst teams against the pass and defending wide receivers. And we did see, you know, Aaron Rodgers play one of his better games in a while, and Garrett Wilson had a big game. So, yeah, Garrett Wilson, Davante Adams, you can get both those guys in your lineup this week.
All right, Adam, let's talk strategy, like, you know, overall strategy here for a second, because we can talk sits and starts and individual players, but for a lot of, you know, leagues, it's a two weekend round, right? Like some leagues will have a cumulative points for this weekend plus next weekend to advance to the next round. What kind of strategies for those kind of leagues would you employ? Is there something you should do specifically as far as like maybe defensively picking up, you know, especially because a lot of people will stream, you know, defensive teams throughout the year or kickers or whatever. Is there any certain strategies that you should maybe employ or pivot to when it comes time for the playoffs if you're in leagues like that?
Yeah, you definitely want to stream your defenses and play the matchups. You might have a defense that has a great matchup this week, doesn't next week, and then a great matchup in week 17. So you want to make sure that you get a defense to cover next week. So remember, there's also less teams making waiver wire claims now because teams have been eliminated, so you shouldn't have as much competition. But, you know, like an example of a defense that they might be rostered, but they probably shouldn't be. It's based on reputation. They really haven't been a good defense this year for fantasy, is the Ravens. But this week, you know, I did get a question from someone today. They're like, yeah, I don't know. I have the Ravens, but do I play them? Yeah, you do. It's the Giants. So what you want in a defense, you're trying to exploit the opponent. So you're looking for a quarterback that takes a lot of sacks, that's prone to turnovers, and a team that could be a big where they're pass rushing the quarterback in the second half entirely. That can lead to mistakes. And that's exactly what's going on with the Ravens and the Giants. Yeah, the Ravens are not the same defense. They're still good against the run. They've been vulnerable against the pass. Well, they've been better the last few games. But we've seen Tommy DeVito, likely to start at quarterback this week for the Giants, take a ton of sacks. He's going to put the ball in the air. It's going to give the Ravens an opportunity to be aggressive. You know, a team like the Commanders this week, you know, they're not a great defense, but going up against the Saints, and whether it's Haener or Rattler at quarterback, it's a bad situation for them. You know, Broncos are rostered in a lot of leagues. Philly's rostered in a lot of leagues, you know, in Minnesota. But even maybe a team like the Bengals, right? We don't think of them as a good defense, but who's on the other side? Will Levis. We know he's going to take a lot of sacks. We know he's prone to turnovers. So you definitely want to play the matchups. And, you know, Arizona Cardinals are another good one, too, this week against New England.
Adam, I'm curious from a local perspective. This is something that you can probably imagine we never stop talking about, but C.J. Stroud, you know, what is it, a sophomore slump? Has he been less than he was a year ago? Now you got a matchup against the Dolphins. Now you got a Tank Dell and how that situation is viewed in terms of Tank not being who he was even a year ago. How do you view this Texans offense and some of the key players? We know Nico has been really, really good, but from a Tank perspective and a CJ perspective.
Yeah, as you said, it's been a disappointment. I mean, part of it is on Stroud, but part of it is the offensive line. He just hasn't had the time. The protection is not what it was last season, and that's clearly affected C.J. Stroud, and he's also Nico Collins missed time, Stephon Diggs getting hurt, tearing his ACL now for the season, didn't help matter. So, yeah, it's pretty simple for me when it comes to the Texans. I'm playing Joe Mixon and Nico Collins, and really that's it. I mean, Tank Dell, especially now, right, we have no team on bye, it's the playoffs. I can't imagine many great teams have Tank Dell on the roster, and if you do, you probably haven't been starting him. Now, Dalton Schultz becomes interesting only because we have a lot of questions at tight end. David Njoku has this hamstring injury, looking like he's not going to play this week, and now Evan Engram has not practiced two straight days, and it's possible he's out. So you're kind of digging deep now, and maybe Schultz enters that conversation. But for me, when it comes to the Texans, it's Mixon, Nico Collins, that's it. I'm not going to mess around. Those are the two guys I know who are going to get the football and produce.
Speaking of injuries and strategy, so I mean, this is make or break in the playoffs. You know, you don't have any room for error. And with Thursday games, it's one thing. But with Monday night games, that's those being like you don't have any room for error, should you not, you know, if you've got guys who are questionable, right, on a Monday night game, should you be looking for guys that maybe you could plug in that you know are going to play on Sunday instead? Because that's a fear of mine, is if I've got a guy that's questionable to start Monday night and maybe it's a, you know, bona fide stud receiver or something like that, and then you find out going 90 minutes before that game that he's not going to start, you're screwed. Is that a strategy you think is worth pursuing? Or, I mean, even, you know, now it could be tougher with if you don't have the depth to do it, but how do you handle a situation like that?
I mean, the example of that last week was the Sunday night game with Ladd McConkey. Yeah. And I told people when I was doing my morning show on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio that if you do not have anyone else going in that Sunday night game or Monday night game, you cannot wait on Ladd McConkey. And of course, he didn't play. So if you waited around and you didn't have anyone, you got a zero. So you can't risk that. Now this week, we have two Monday night games. So you have a little bit more margin for error. You have the Bears, Vikings, and the Falcons, Raiders. Now in those games, really no one to worry about right now. DeAndre Swift, I know, didn't practice again today with that groin issue, but he had the same thing last week and plays. I don't think you're not enamored with playing DeAndre Swift anyway. Hopefully you're not relying on this point. It's a tough matchup against Minnesota. He faced them a couple weeks ago, and I think he had like 30 rushing yards and a few receptions. So it's not a good matchup for him anyway. And then Falcons, Raiders, I know Darnell Mooney popped up on the injury report today. But again, I don't worry about Thursday injury reports. Friday is the key day. And of course, you know, you have up until Sunday morning to make those decisions. So based on those two games right now, we really don't have anything significant at this point. But if it gets to a point where you're like, oh, I don't know if Swift's going to play, then yeah, you want to go in a different direction.
Aaron Jones is questionable, right? You think he's going to be fine?
Yeah, I haven't seen any indication that he's going to miss the game. Again, you see a lot of guys on the injury report Wednesday and Thursday. They said Jones is limited with a back injury. So tomorrow is obviously the key. And then again, you take it all the way up until Sunday morning. A lot of times we get these reports, oh, according to sources, this guy's not going to play. So I always take it into the last minute, like making these decisions. If you don't have anyone playing tonight, you should not make any decisions on Sunday games. It is now Thursday evening. Like anything in life, you make an important decision with the most information in hand. We don't have the most information right now, and people panic. Oh, this guy didn't practice. So many veterans don't practice late in the year on a Wednesday and Thursday. And, you know, even like Mike Evans didn't practice today. They said they've been doing that every Thursday. So there's no reason to panic now. Now, when you see that, you just want to go in your head, okay, if this guy doesn't go, what is my backup plan? That's fine, but you don't need to make that decision tonight, obviously, unless you have players with the 49ers Rams. And for the most part, you're playing most of those guys anyway. I mean, Juwan Jennings has elevated him to a spot where you want to get him in your lineup. Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Kyron Williams, you know, most of the guys playing tonight, you're getting in your lineup anyway.
He's Adam Ronis from SiriusXM Fantasy, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 1 Eastern, and also, which we're going to get to eventually, his dub club is picking winners and helping you out. Adam, I was just going to mention and ask your opinion on anything special tonight, any matchups, any keys that you might be looking at tonight in that Rams-Niners game as you start this important weekend for fantasy football play.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see this game out. The big question mark tonight is Isaac Garendo, and that's what we've been basically trying to figure out all day, because reports indicated that he's going to play tonight. But remember, he had a foot injury on Sunday. It's a short week, and no one knows. You know, I brought up two examples from last week where Bucky Irving, there was no really concern over him. He was on the injury report for the back and the hip. He went, he played, he left the game early, and crushed people. Malik Nabers, there was a report on him saying he was going to be limited with his snaps as he was playing with the groin issue that's been bothering him since college. And then I think it was a hip also. I think he had a second injury. So there were reports, oh, he's going to be limited. People probably saw that and said, you know what? It's a bad Giants offense. He's limited. I'm not going to play him. He wound up playing over 90% of the snaps. Mm. And he gave you what he usually gives you, double-digit points in PPR. He hasn't scored a touchdown, I think, since week 4 because the offense is brutal. But he gave you what he usually does. So you can sit here and be cautious and say, I'm going to sit Garendo. but we really don't know what's going to happen tonight. And to me, like, it's kind of a gut call, and also, what else do you have? Because there is risk. You can go out there on the first couple plays and be like, yeah, this foot is bothering me. I can't continue. Or you can go out there and have a massive game. It's a good matchup against the Rams. They struggle to stop the run, and he had a huge game last week. And people who picked him up felt like, oh, wow, I got a league winner. We all know 49ers running backs in the Shanahan system have excelled, pretty much anyone you put in there. So it's a really tough call that I'm going to kind of take until game time. Like, my decision is him or Amari Cooper. But you really don't want to risk getting a zero, a one, or a two, because you saw what happened last week when Bucky Irvin left the game, and there was no reports of him being limited. It's just his back tightened up, and he couldn't finish. So that's the tough call for tonight with Garendo, and people are going to either look really smart after tonight for playing him or really stupid, and that's just how it goes sometimes with these injury decisions. So I'm kind of waiting for more information to see if they show how he looks in pregame, if there's a report. But again, a lot of these reports are not always true. Just look at Malik Nabers last week.
Adam, great stuff. Hey, before we let you go, tell everybody about your Dub Club. You can find Adam Ronis at Adam Ronis on Twitter. But between the Sirius Satellite Radio and the fact that you give the fantasy advice, I don't think people are as familiar with the Dub Club. Fill everybody in on how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so I give out picks for NFL and NBA daily. They get sent to you directly, whether it's text message, Telegram, email, however you sign up. I'm 133-95 between the NFL and NBA. And right now I have a special offer where for 1 week, just $5. So, hey, I give out a couple winners tonight. You make your money back, and then hopefully profit the rest of the week. And you go, you know what? This is worth it. I'll stick around. So, yeah, I've had some hot streaks. You have some cold streaks too, but obviously, as you can see from the record, it's been mostly good since the start of the NFL and NBA season.
Better than good. That's really good. I'm just curious how many telegrams you get to send per week when you're sending these things out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I send picks daily.
Text, fine. Telegrams? I mean, I work with some guys, but I'm not going to call out any names. But I don't think you got to send out the telegrams. But you are the man. We appreciate you joining us every week. You've been hot. You continue to call winners. And he gives out great fantasy advice. Follow him on Twitter. Get into that Dub Club. And Adam, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, and good luck in your fantasy matchup.
There you go. Adam Ronis. We're going to take a quick break. We're at the midway point of the show. We got 90 in the books and 90 still to go. That means plenty more to get to. Let's get into some of that hot stove talk when we get back in, and some of these stupid nicknames that Barry Steele has people sending to us. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Unity Bank Studios. It's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show starts right now on the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM. Jeremy getting some much-deserved time off, unlike BMAC, who has more time off than Charlie Polillo, and is always not here. AJ has been generous enough with his time, energy, and bad timing to come back in and sit on the fence while he produces behind the glass, and my good friend Barry Laminack tomorrow. I mean, you deserve it, and you're a rookie, and you're going to get hazed anyway, but the fact that you made... I got done propping you up, and then you... completely crapped the bed on three different things in the first segment. I mean, you're going to pay for that.
Wow. I bet the audience doesn't even know.
Oh, I think they do. And if they didn't, I'd make sure to point it out because that's what we do around here. Yeah. Barry Laminack with me.
This is what we do.
Through the rest of this week and on Monday. Yes. So we will be able to recap the Texans Dolphins game on Monday.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And we got in a lot of Rockets talk. If you missed it, we can circle back at some point. But Rockets was a big one last night. No. Don't get me started because
now we need to come up with a phrase for the Goon Squad.
He's gonna be so like a short phrase?
This is AJ, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly where it doesn't need to go.
I'm just asking. I'm not.
Some other person chimed in. I mean, these niggas. So let's call them the Goonies now. Now it's gotten all the way to movie to the Goonies.
That is a legendary movie.
Oh, see?
Legendary.
Like, I like them. Goon's
House? Goon's House?
Oh, my God. Now, see, it's actually got legs now. It's probably going to start.
Talk about the Goon Squad.
The Shin Goonies. The Sen Goonies. Okay, Sen people. Goonies?
Sen Goonies.
Like it's spelled.
Oh.
This is your creation.
And I wish I had access to a buzzer.
Like yeah, me too.
Buzz.
Yeah, me too. Don't think you're the only one. I would have this before it got to this point.
Well, you tried. Some of them have been good, Joel. Some of them have been. Give some people credit.
Yeah, I'll give the guy that typed in, or hopefully didn't type in, the Shin Dash Goon Squad, his brilliant.
His
brilliant. Well, this is the audience you're reaching.
Maybe
sir.
He was driving.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what? He might have been using speech to text, because you've sent me messages before that look like you typed it with your foot, but it was speech to text.
And you haven't, spelling bee champ.
Oh, okay, now that's a that's absolutely true. Uh-huh. That's true. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not. That wasn't a knock.
This is what you get.
Now, no, next that one, wasn't a knock.
No, but the next one chimes in, and this is the same.
I said you used
really
to text,
upstanding
so
citizen that's already texted us 18 times today. We're trying to be critical at first. The chin straps strap up. You can't even tell me that he was typing something else, because you don't strap up if it's the shin strap.
He included his own saying already.
Strap up. What are we doing, man? Like, literally, what are we doing? This is what you created.
He said strap up.
He indeed did. Yep. And there you have it.
Okay, you took that too far, buddy.
And this is... Oh, see, God. And this is... So you get this kind of horseplay... clueless mentality started, and then you get someone that texts in, does blank really not know what a telegram is? No, dumbass, I do. It's just that no one uses them anymore, because you got text messages and social media.
When you said that, Adam was like, he didn't know to take you serious. He didn't know you
like,
were
who
joking.
Who mentions telegrams anymore?
He was like,
I don't care. I can't even tell you the last time I heard someone try to use or mention a telegram.
He said, who said it?
He said it. He goes, you can get it to me. I'll get them to you. We text people. We telegram. We do whatever. And he said it. Adam Ronis said
he's
it.
Just now?
When he was on the air with. Thanks for listening, Barry. Appreciate you tuning in.
When he started doing the pitch, I was already
let's just
out.
Ask him about like... 2 weeks of fantasy and cumulative and what the
heck. Hey, but he really did say telegram.
You're getting worse now, because other people, I'm not even going to read them, making references to people... Shengun's Turkish background. This is what you created.
No.
Yeah.
Now they're saying stuff about
you. Do what? Know what happened on the morning show, right?
Don't do that. No, don't read
Dell
those.
And Lance.
No. We don't do that.
We're
we don't make fun
about,
of people's
like,
culture. Just Joel's.
They were talking about like Shen Goon's background and Turkish people and stuff.
Uh-uh.
And it. Oh boy.
No. That, you know me. I know better than that. I know better than that. No, we're not going to do that. We just make fun of Wisconsin.
There's a. Now I'm being called a dumbass again, because there's a Telegram app.
This is so great. There is a Telegram app.
Did he say Telegram app? No.
Yeah.
We'll send you a Telegram. Okay. He did not say that.
It's a text message app, though. That's what he meant. Is the if he telegrams you, it's not sending you "Hello, my baby. Hello." Like, it's not sending you an old school.
Now I got
telegram.
18 people telling me it's a Telegram app. Okay, we got like- it. Still dumb and should name it something else.
It's no, but it's like a text messaging.
You're gonna keep going?
It's
now we're goofs. Good. At least you got roped into this, because you started this mess.
Yeah.
Telegram is a messaging app, goofs.
Yeah. I know what it is.
Who calls people? I'm telling you what the text message says. Who calls people goofs?
Apparently.
Evidently.
Apparently that guy.
Okay. Anyway.
Strap up, buddy. He must be a member of the Chin Strap Squad, calling people goofs.
AJ talking about legendary movie, The Goonies.
I liked that when I was younger. What's wrong with The Goonies?
Bro,
why
are you going to paraphrase it by so when you were younger? You probably still like it now.
I haven't watched it in a while.
When you were younger, bro, you're not old yet. What are you talking about? You're still younger.
Eight. I mean, like eight. Like, I haven't watched it then, but yeah.
Say, you're,
good luck
you
with the cat.
Count as younger.
Yeah.
What did you say about cat?
Good luck with the cat.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. And also, the
certain
kitty.
Things don't. There's not things that aren't going to be forgotten around here today. Just so you know.
Okay.
Oh no, Joel's going to hold
yeah,
it over
no,
you
for
you a
got
long
that right.
time, buddy.
We got tomorrow's show too.
Oh yes, you do. So since we last convened about Major League Baseball, Barry, the Kyle Tucker sweepstakes seems to have added another team. Now it is rumored that the Philadelphia Phillies are involved in trying to make a trade for one Kyle Tucker. They are offering a package that would be centered around two major league players in Nick Castellanos and Alec Baum. So you've got a third baseman and a right fielder, and then one or more prospects from the Phillies
system, including one of two top pitching prospects in their system for Kyle Tucker. Is that something that intrigues you?
Yeah. I bring them all on. You know?
I see, Baum's a former All-Star. Castellanos has been an All-Star. I don't know that if people are thinking that Castellanos is going to replace Kyle Tucker in the lineup, yes.
I just
offensively, not the same player.
No, but I just need Castellanos in a Astros uniform so that every time he has a deep drive to left.
This isn't another nickname, is it?
No.
A fan club. I can only take one per show. I can only take one per show.
Joe started panicking.
Are you doing it again? Because that would be a problem.
The look on your face, you were like,
I might take vacation tomorrow or might try to make a change.
I'll be doing the show by myself. Yeah. How awkward would that be? The fill-ins by himself. Your face was, you looked so paranoid.
If you were doing it again.
Yeah, I was doing
once
it
is
again.
Enough.
But I would think it would be, we could reminisce about the time that dude's mic was hot and he was using inappropriate slurs. And he was apologizing, and in mid-sentence, he's like, and there's a deep drive to left, and Castellanos makes it a 4-1 game. And I'm sorry that I said that inappropriate. Like, you don't remember that apology?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, right,
AJ? Is that AJ? Tom Brenneman with the red?
Yes!
Oh.
You remember when you grabbed the audio? So everybody knows?
It's Tom spelled T-H-O-M. Thom.
Yes. It's the best ever, because he's in the middle of this.
He got fired for that, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's like, this is probably my last game that I'll ever be doing. I am so sorry if I hurt. And there's a deep drive to left, and Castellanos makes it's the best. That's the only reason I want him here. And so that every time he hits a deep drive to left, we can all reminisce together. So I'm down for that.
There's yeah, logic.
100%. Like. Yeah, no, okay. But I'm down for any trade that brings you, like we discussed yesterday. You get a star, you get a budding star, and you get legitimate top-end prospects.
See, I don't think you can get a star that's on the major league level currently. I think...
Why?
Because we can talk about after the break. We'll give people your options because, you know, the Yankees,
yeah,
and we know at least in some detail what they were offering or what we've heard rumored.
The Cubs right now, to me, have the best offer.
The Phillies... There's other teams where we haven't seen what's being offered, but we've heard Red Sox, we've heard Giants, we've heard Blue Jays, we've heard Reds to some degree, but we haven't heard players involved like we have with some of these other teams. To me, you're not getting a star if you think Castellanos or Baum
No, this are stars. This offer is not, no, it's not the same, but you also don't know who the prospects are. Like, if it's the number one prospect in baseball, or something like that,
and I can look it up. But they had mentioned there were two top end pitchers in their minor league system, and it would be one of those two pitchers, is what I had heard.
Let me see. Phillies farm system, Phillies top prospects. Aiden Miller's a shortstop, Andrew Painter, right handed pitcher. He's the number two prospect in the Phillies organization. So I don't know if it was Andrew Painter or not. This now the list won't show. Oh, there we go. Mick Abel is also a right-handed pitcher. He's in the
Major I think that might have been now. One of them.
Mick Abel, yeah. And then he's the sixth-rated prospect in their farm system.
I like the fact that you get two plug-and-play major leaguers, but I think I would need more farm. See, because if your objective truly to trade Kyle Tucker, I think that you need to rebuild your farm system as well as getting maybe at least one guy. Because I tend to agree with you. Look, I don't want him going to the Yankees no matter what. And I understand that that's not what everybody wants to hear. You're supposed to take, and Jeremy has said, take the best prospects package given to you and the best offer given to you regardless of American League, National League. And I understand that. But at the same time, I hate the Yankees so much that I personally don't want to see them replace Juan Soto with Kyle Tucker and believe that I'm going to be okay with it. If all things are relatively similar, I'd rather have him go to the National League where I don't have to have him get revenge back on the Astros and or play for the Yankees, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes a ton of sense. Yeah, it really does.
Because I tend to agree with you that the Cubs, I like Isak Paredes at the trade deadline a year ago. And yeah, he can play first, and he can play third. And if you throw in either Suzuki, probably Suzuki more so than Bellinger.
Well, they talked about the Chandler Rome reported this, and so did like a Cubs beat reporter. But they're saying that the Cubs are really hesitant and not really wanting to trade
Suzuki. But the Cubs wanted to play DH, and he didn't want to DH.
Yeah, but on the one hand, they're not loving the contract, but then other people are saying that they're just not, they're not ready to move him. So I don't know who to believe, but okay. I'm with you. Yeah.
Like, you throw those two guys and a prospect in, I don't need much more than that. I'm good.
I'm telling you what, those names that they threw out in the farm system, just by, and again, I'm not out at Cubs minor league games scouting these guys, so I don't know, but just based off of rankings and, you know, look, those were two of their better prospects. Mm-hmm. They fill needs upcoming on your roster, especially with Altuve aging out and about to retire here in a couple of years, and Bregman could be gone. And, you know, look, that the Cubs trade right now is the best trade offer on the table, including what the Phillies have. And I'm looking up it says former Phillies GM puts together blockbuster trade idea to land Kyle Tucker. I don't know what this is. But I didn't see what. It was what you said. It was Tucker and Presley for Baum, Castellanos, Mick Abel, or Starling.
Right. Now, you unload Ryan Presley, too. He's got to waive his no trade. But if you get rid of Ryan Presley, I'm fine with it. And I think at $14 million a year, everyone should be fine with it, because he wasn't going to be anything more than probably a seventh-inning guy with Abreu and with the back of the bullpen. So you paid too much to ever think that he – for your closer for the next 4 years to ever believe that Ryan Presley's going to be in the mix. You get rid of him. You unload Tucker because you have to, but you get a top prospect and you get two starting caliber everyday players that help you, because if Bregman more than likely goes, Baum is your starting third baseman, problem solved. Mm-hmm. And if Tucker goes, then Castellanos is your right fielder.
He's your starting third baseman. He was an all-star in 2024.
He had a good start to the year last year, and then he didn't finish strong.
Here's his 162 averages. They're just not that impressive. He's averaging 77 runs, 16 home runs, 91 RBIs. Not terrible.
What's his batting average?
277, which is really, I mean, that's not what you want to look at. His OPS is 743, right, which is meh, but his OPS, OPS plus is 105. It's just barely above average. So, I mean, average OPS plus starts at 100. That's what the average major league OPS should be, is 100. So anything over 100 is above average. So if you're 101, you're just a tick above average. You're just barely above average. I mean, so in fact, I could look up Kyle Tucker and tell you what it is to give you an idea.
We'll go to break. You look that up. We'll come back. You guys can weigh in and tell me, who do you think is the best offer on the table so far for a package for Kyle Tucker? And we can also, you know, get into, again, how many guys are you willing to trade? Dr. Dre is sitting here telling us right now, trade Presley, trade Tucker, trade Tucker, trade Fromber, and let JV walk. I don't disagree with any of that for the most part. So let us know what you think. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, or otherwise. It is the Killer Bees with Barry Laminack and myself and Age behind the glass on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Branham out on vacation. Be back on Tuesday. Barry Laminack in with me today, yesterday, tomorrow, Monday. And then AJ will be in depending on how I feel, based on the fact that he's got to quit riding the fence. I mean, he's bobbing his head to Nirvana right now. Tell me you're a Nirvana fan.
Yeah, I like some of his stuff. I like Kurt Cobain.
You just like the album cover?
No. I've been listening. My dad introduced me to Smells Like Teen Spirit when I was 9 years old. So.
You love the album cover?
I don't know about that.
That's Barry on the album.
What'd you say?
I don't know if you knew that.
What?
Never mind. Okay, so more of the dumb, stupid, idiotic Barry started this Shengun fan club nickname.
I didn't know
what Crab about. Shengun has been mentioned. My goodness, what did we do?
I love this so much.
All right, before the break, we asked, and let's try and clarify to the best of our ability what each team has been offering for a Kyle Tucker package.
Real quick.
James Click. He used to GM the team.
Real Click. Who was I telling you about their OPS Plus? Oh, their 162 Alec OPS Bond. Plus. Yeah, it was a 105. Just to give you an idea, if he's replacing Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
His OPS plus is 162 game average OPS plus, 132. That's tough. That's...
Okay, but you don't have anybody in your system
ready to
replace Alex Bregman.
I get it.
And I think the reality is that you have teams that are going to throw silly money at him.
Tucker's is a 139. Bregman, four behind Tucker.
I'm just going to tell you, that's you crazy. Know this because we've worked together enough in the past. Mm-hmm. I've not ever been the biggest Kyle Tucker fan.
I know.
I don't see Kyle Tucker as the kind of like franchise player for the future that a lot of people do. I'm glad that he finally picked it up after a very, very slow start to his professional career with the Astros. But at the same time, I'm okay if he goes. And I think you take the best offer. I think to me, and a lot of people seem to have the same sentiments on text message, anything to keep one, if not both, Bregman and Tucker out of pinstripes is something that I would prefer. And I understand
I'm with
that.
You on that.
But if you're the Yankees and you're offering Clark Schmidt, you're offering Heel, so you get two unbelievably strong young arms for this team, and you get Jason Dominguez, I don't know that you need even much more than that. And I go, you know what?
Mm.
That's a really good package of players that can really do both set you up for the future and contribute pretty much right away if you're this Astros team. Now, I know you have a surplus of pitching, but then that means Dana Brown has got a whole bunch to work with in terms of repurposing some of that other pitching to get maybe something else you might need down along the way.
Yeah, you could definitely move some of those arms. But you're right. I mean, what the strength of this team has always been is the consistency in the lineup and then, you know, a rotation that's been really, really deep. Now, it's not been the same rotation, but it's always been
strong.
A deep and strong rotation.
Like you didn't know you were going to stumble on J.P. France. You didn't know at the time
what
you were going to get out of guys like, go all the way down the list, but you got Javier, you found Garcia, who had never really even pitched in the minors at anything close to double A. Suddenly he became a huge piece of your rotation until he got hurt. You've had plenty of guys come in and out, but even the guys that have come in when you've needed them, they've pitched really well to where, you know, even last year with Spencer Arrighetti and then Blanco, who wasn't even supposed to be a starting pitcher at the start of the year. He was supposed to be a situational reliever, and he ends up being your best pitcher in the first half last year.
Yeah, I but part of me agrees about this going and getting these young arms from the Yankees, but then part of me says, look, you've got a ton of arms already.
You do.
A ton of really good arms. You need some bullpen help. You don't really need a lot. And you could address that pretty easily in free agency, you know, especially depending on who you sign and how and what the trade is and whatnot. But, man, and some of those arms might actually even be converted to the bullpen, just depending on what the rotation sets up like. Now, I mean, there's obviously questions about health for some of these guys and effectiveness coming off of some of these injuries. So there's that. But I think what if you really assess this team right now, what's the weakness? It's the corners and, you know.
I don't want to see Jake Myers and Chaz McCormick in the lineup in the same outfield ever.
No, I'm with you, but it's the corners because on one end, obviously you just have a huge void at first base, but then you have a question mark at third. Now, if they sign Bregman, it's a whole different thing. But then you still have the question at first, and what are you going to do about Tucker? Right. So you still have those two questions. But this lineup still, it was at one point, man, this used to be a lineup that 1 through 7, 1 through 8, you didn't want to face. And now,
you're right.
And now it's 1 through 5.
But I also look, and again, I think that of the teams that are making offers and
Phillies offer is boo boo. It's not sexy at all.
Pedrog on Twitch throws out, can you get Suzuki and Bellinger and Smith out of the Cubs? The answer to that is no. I think that what they've said all along is it's one or the other, Suzuki or Bellinger. To your point, they would prefer to keep Suzuki, but they don't know if they can keep him happy because he wants to play the outfield. Bellinger's a short-term, big-money deal. I don't know that the Astros should be interested in that. That's why if you can get Suzuki and get some of their prospects and you can get a Paredes, now I'm interested in the Cubs.
I just worry about what Bellinger are you getting?
And I don't
want
Cody Bellinger. But I also don't think that the answer long or short term is Baum and Castellanos.
No, it's not. And because I don't think either one of them are true. And this is what I was talking about when we first started this discussion yesterday. It just depends. Are you getting upper echelon replacements, or are you just getting depth? And I think that Phillies trade is depth.
I think
those guys are
best offers that you can get is if you can dictate who you get from the Cubs and you can eliminate Bellinger from the discussion.
I think the Cubs right now is the best offer. I'm with you. I think the prospects that they've presented as part of the package, along with the major league players that they're, I think it's the best.
I don't want them to. I don't want either one of any of the guys going to the Yankees. But the Yankees, look, I think Dominguez, based on when he first got called up, it was here. And he hit like 3 bombs in 2 games. And then he got hurt and he was out for the rest of the year. Since he's come back, he's been a liability in the outfield. And he hasn't been what he started off being in terms of his power numbers and his ability to hit the ball. But there's no doubt he's been one of their top prospects. You already know that there is polish in the fact that he's ready to go right now. I mean, he was the American League Rookie of the Year. He can pitch. Mm-hmm. You know that he's got a plus-plus arm. Clark Schmidt is a guy that could be another guy that's your 4-5 type starter with a pretty good live arm, but you already got enough guys that could be your 4th or 5th starter. I don't know that I would rather look at another prospect than Schmidt, and I think they need him more than you do, but that's why I'm just not interested in dealing with the Yankees if I don't have to.
Yeah, that's why I say I think the Cubs, and I'm trying to find what was that offer again so we could
Talk about the one from yesterday where they had the 2 infield prospects and
I'll look it up
and we got 1 hour to go on the show, so we'll get to that. We got some Texans discussion we can get into. Is there something on your mind you want to get in here? If it's not another stupid nickname for the Shengun fan club, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us up on social media. We got 1 hour to go on the show. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.